WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker-turned-peacemaker. Ever feel like that little voice in your head just won't shut up? The one that constantly judges your every move, whispers doubts in your ear, and makes you question everything you do. Yeah, me too. It's called the inner critic, and let's be real, it can be a real party pooper. But guess what? We don't have to let that negative Nancy run the show. Today, we're diving deep into silencing your inner critic and learning to embrace some seriously good self-compassion. Because honey, you deserve kindness, even when things get messy. Think of it like this. Imagine your inner critic as a grumpy old neighbor who loves to nitpick and complain. You wouldn't let them dictate your every move, right? Same goes for that voice in your head. So how do we shut down the negativity? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize and name it. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those critical thoughts popping up. What triggers them? Is it a specific situation, a particular person, or just your own internal monologue? Once you identify the patterns, you can start to challenge them. Think of it like catching a bad habit. You got to notice it before you can break it. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Seriously, question everything that negative voice is saying. Is there any evidence to support those claims? Would you say that stuff to your best friend? Probably not. Remember, we all make mistakes, we're all works in progress, and that's okay. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Imagine giving your inner critic a warm hug and saying, hey, it's okay, we're all learning and growing here. Because let's be real, we are way tougher than that negative voice makes us out to be. 4. Focus on the positive. Shift your attention to the good stuff. Celebrate your achievements, big or small. Practice gratitude for the things you have in your life. Remember those awesome qualities about yourself, the ones that make you unique and amazing. 5. Be patient. This takes time, people. Don't get discouraged if those negative thoughts still pop up occasionally. It's a process like learning to play a new instrument. Keep practicing, keep being kind to yourself, and eventually you'll see a difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who's been working on this incredible piece for weeks. She's putting her heart and soul into it, but every time she looks at it, that inner critic starts chirping. It's not good enough, you're not talented enough, what if people hate it? Sarah gets overwhelmed and starts doubting herself. But wait. She remembers what we just talked about. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges those negative thoughts, and then shifts her focus. She remembers all the amazing feedback she's received on her previous work. She focuses on the joy she feels when creating art, and she reminds herself that even if it's not perfect, it's still beautiful because it came from her heart. Sarah continues to work on her masterpiece with renewed confidence and a sense of self-compassion. She realizes that the true measure of success isn't about external validation, but about expressing herself authentically and enjoying the process. So remember, silencing your inner critic isn't about becoming a robot who never experiences negative emotions. It's about learning to recognize those thoughts, challenge them with kindness and awareness, and ultimately choose to focus on your strengths and celebrate your journey. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let that little voice hold you back. Keep practicing self-compassion, keep challenging those negative thoughts, and watch as you blossom into the most incredible version of yourself. Want more inspiration? Hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost, and join me on social media where we can continue this conversation. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.